one, two, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
Get up with Claire and Sam.
Get the catch up at hit.com.au
or download the Hit app.
This is The Catch Up on Riverina's MIA Hit 99.7.
And a bit of a disclaimer, if you have a weak stomach, we are about to talk about birth and labour.
Yeah, Claire, it's story time.
Our own experience story time, Sam.
Childbirth stories. I just dabbed at the same time.
You did. That was weird.
Yes, I do want to talk about childbirth stories, Claire, because BuzzFeed, the website, are known for their weird and wacky stories, mm-hmm. and they decided to compile a list of mums on the internet describing childbirth. And at the end of this graphic story, I would like to ask for your calls.
Mm-hmm.
On 13, 12, 16, what was your experience like with childbirth? It could come from the mum. Could come from the dad as the witness.
Yeah.
That might have been scarred for life.
Yeah,
like
true.
The mum was probably scarred for doing the thing.
Doing the thing.
Yes.
And that's a new one. I haven't heard that one from you yet.
I might use that one a bit more. Do you like it? It's a bit more PG.
No.
Because it almost sounds like the conceiving part rather than the popping out part. Let's go through a few of them
okay.
and we'll see how we go, Claire. One mother said, being in labour with my second daughter felt like a fire goblin was trying to crawl out of my butthole. Now, I censored that. That's all right. You're fine with that?
Well, I mean, I'm not fine with it, but yeah, like, doesn't scare me.
How about this one? You know when your lips are really chapped in the corners and then you eat salty chips and you feel like your mouth is going to rip open?
Oh, I hate that.
It's like that, but then add on someone pulling your lips as wide open as humanly possible until your mouth looks like the Joker. I'm doing it now. It already hurts when I don't have chapped lips or salt and vinegar chips on me. How about this one? It felt like my insides were being pulled out slowly and forcefully over and over. And then once they were out, someone decided to reattach them to my body and do it all again, but twist them this time and stomp on them this time. Two this times.
Okay. That's...
I'm not sure if they're exaggerating.
Is that a C-section?
Are they exaggerating here? Or are they being serious?
Was that a C-section, does it say?
No. I think it might have just been
normal. Why would
one.
You put bits back in?
Well, they're just saying it felt like it had been pulled out and then back in again. I'm not going to say that one. That's a bit too R-rated. What about this one? This involves, the blokes might understand this one, involves some tools in the shed. It's as if someone took locking pliers to your pelvis and tightened them until all your bones broke and your body ripped in half.
Oh, my gosh.
And someone came in and shot you in the spine and gutted you. Whoa, that was dark. Jeez. Should I have read this?
Someone had a really bad birthing experience, apparently.
Well, this is scary. If it's anything like any of these, I don't really like this sound at all.
Well, okay, so they say that labour is one of the hardest pains in the world, right?
Yeah.
To go through.
The natural pain, yeah.
But I don't know. I hate that a lot of females don't say how it actually is. A lot of them will just say, oh, yeah, it was painful. Like, they'll leave it at that because they don't want to scare the new mothers-to-be.
No.
But I'm the type of person, mate, I'd rather know the kind of pain I'm expected to go through so I can prepare myself.
Yeah, that's a good point because you're not going to be – I'm guessing mothers are going to be scared by it.
Absolutely,
finding out. But you're not going to be scared. You're just going to have a better understanding and then it might be better than you're expecting.
That's it. Like, that's what I'm hoping for. It could be absolutely worse and I could end up screaming the house down.
It could be like this person. It felt like someone shoved their hand, praying position, inside me up to their elbows.
Oh.
Then they constantly tried to pull their hands, arms away from each other while occasionally gripping and squeezing my intestines. Whoa, Nelly!
You need to stop reading those because there's some pretty bad ones.
Sorry if you
there.
Just tuned in, but hey, this is childbirth. All mums watching or listening to this will go like, yeah, I experienced that.
And that's the thing. Everyone's a little bit different as well, I guess. I'm nervous.
Mm.
I think if I said I wasn't, I'd be faking it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'd rather be prepared. I'd rather know what other people experienced. And obviously everyone's pain thresholds are different. Everyone experiences pain differently.
Yeah.
I'd rather know what they experience and then go, okay, so it could be like any of these situations and prepare myself for it.
And obviously these examples are on the internet. They're probably far, like maybe a bit more extreme, a bit more descriptive.
I don't think they would be necessarily.
But that's why I want to know on 13, 12, 16, what was your experience like giving birth?
13, 12, 16, let us know.
Mothers and fathers.
Yeah, exactly. I
can be prepared when I go into the waiting room.
Oh, you're going to go in the waiting room, are you?
Or the main room. What do you call it? The surgery room? No, what do you call it?
Well, unless I'm having a C-section.
The birthing room. Sam and I will be there. Hubby Sam and I.
Oh, you're going to be there too?
We're going to be arms interlocked.
Oh, okay. Mate, you need to stop. 13, 12, 16, please someone call us.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with Claire and Sam.
We are talking childbirth, like you said, and labour specifically. You read me some stuff that you found online.
Yeah.
But we wanted to know how your labours went down, and we wanted your calls on 13, 12, 16 this morning.
And Drew's given us a call. Drew, what was your experience with you and your wife with childbirth?
Well, my partner was, we were both in bed and I was asleep, and she was tossing and turning in labour, and she was saying, well, she was thinking to herself, should she wake me up?
Yeah, because the thing is with labour as well, it goes on for a while, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. She woke me up,
yeah.
And then she drove herself to the hospital.
What?
And then
where were you, in the passenger seat?
Yeah, I was in the passenger seat. And then
why are you not
after
driving?
After that, she went to the hospital, and the nurse said, oh, you don't look like you're in labour, so we'll come inside, and she did an internal.
Yeah.
And then she said, you're 8 centimetres dilated.
Which is pretty much almost good
anywhere.
To go, isn't it?
Yeah. And then after that, 2.5 hours later, 3 pushes, she was out.
Wow.
That was quick.
Yeah.
Was it quite a decent experience overall?
Yeah, no, it was really good.
For you, it was really good. It sounds like you, it was the easiest labour ever. She waited till late to wake you up. She drove herself, and then 2 hours later, you got a child in your arms.
But even for her, that sounds like a quick process. Yeah. Was she? How much pain did she say she felt, or was she pretty happy?
She was like a boss. She just did it like a boss.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yep.
Have you
didn't even scream or anything.
Wow. So, there you go, Claire.
I can't guarantee I'll do it like a boss, but...
nothing to worry about. Drew, have you had some more since?
Yeah, I've had one more, and...
I've had one more.
yeah.
Oh, well, Drew, congratulations to your kids and to, obviously, you got an amazing partner.
Well, congrats to you on having to just chill out during labours.
Did you ride shotgun for the second one, or did you take her to hospital?
She drove herself again.
Oh, my gosh. Drew, what's wrong with you? Go buy her some flowers or something.
I love it. Drew, thanks for the call, mate.
Yeah, thank you.
No worries. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Annabelle on Facebook sent us a message to Hit River in MIA. This is a great Game of Thrones reference. It feels like a million tiny Dothraki soldiers slashing your insides with fiery swords lit by Melisandre.
Right.
There we go.
Look.
Doesn't sound nice, does it?
It's not going to be nice, and I'm not expecting it to be nice.
You might have Drew and his missus experience. Freedom.
No, that was Drew's experience. I'm pretty sure his missus probably felt a lot more pain than he realised.
She said 3 pushes and she was out. He said she was 3 pushes.
Yeah, but 3 pushes doesn't mean that was all the labour was.
Look, ready?
Oh, Sam.
3 done. See you later.
That's not how labour works.
Let's get more out. Come on. Turnstile this bad boy.
I cannot wait.
Bring out more.
To...
May as well have quad triplets. Wouldn't hurt a fly.
Oh, mate. That's not... The pushing is not the hard part from what I understand.
I don't know. I'm busting your balls, Claire.
I'm going to make sure that you experience some sort of labour. I'm going to try and find a way to make you experience labour so that you actually know what it's like.
Bring it on. I've got this.
Okay.
I could have... No, I couldn't.
This is The Catch Up
with Claire and Sam.
We are talking about your number plates.
Yes, Claire. I'm going to actually ask for calls this morning. I know it's bright and early, but I may get someone. So on 13, 12, 16, does your number plate really matter? And I'm talking the colour. I'm talking the template because...
Not the letters.
Oh, you know, personalised number plates will go.
Okay.
When I first moved here... I had to register my car from WA to New South Wales.
I remember helping you do this, and they gave you a yellow number plate at the time, which is the stock standard. You could pay $10 more or something and get the white one.
It was $90.
Oh, okay. And you were like, nah, not that
interested. Not fast. But as time's gone on, more and more people have told me that they believe the yellow number plates are more of a pleb number plate. A poor man's number plate.
Why? Because they spend X amount of dollars every year on theirs?
It's a status thing. I mean, you pay the extra $90. That's a one-off fee.
That's for the white one.
White and black one. Which does look good. You know, I've got a white car. I'm not going to say what type of car I've got, but it's white car, white number plate, and black would look good on it.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to part with that much money just for the sake of having a different coloured number plate. Mm-hmm. I don't mind yellow. It's funky. But I'm not sure what the whole perception is over here because... Only last week, my brother contacted me because my birthday is tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And he said, I would love to get you get rid of those yellow and black number plates
yeah.
and give you the black and white number plates.
So not the white and black, but the black and white.
Oh, gee whiz. What one's what?
So the white and black is the one you were offered for $90 before?
So the white background, black writing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So same again.
Okay.
Yeah. So the white writing and black number plate. Because I sent him a picture of mine. He was trying to disguise it and say that he wanted to show what a black and a yellow number plate looks like for his friend at work.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, mate, just Google it. He asked me about several times. I thought, okay, I've sent it to him. And he goes, yeah, it's ugly. Get a black and white one. Or a white and black. Sorry.
No, it's fine. I was just checking
with
you.
Okay, cool. And then the more and more I looked into it, the more I thought, yeah, maybe I do want this. Maybe it does look better. But now I've come full circle in about a week and gone, no, bugger it. You don't need a black and white number plate. For that extra money, do you really need it?
Well, when you told me about all of this, I said to you, it's a lot of money for a number plate. And look, you aren't from New South Wales.
No.
And our jobs move us around a bit. So I'm not saying that you're definitely leaving in the next 12 months. Mm. But I feel like if you only keep it for 12 months or 24 months or something like that, it's not even worth it though. Yeah, 20 years different story.
Make it different. But yeah, if I got extremely homesick, which I'm not, then, yeah, you kind of think it's a waste of money.
Absolutely.
So I thought there's other presents I might want out there instead. But I did want to know on 13, 12, 16, are black and white number plates as everyone else is saying, or yellow and black fine? Because I am seeing on the road that the white and black ones are much more common than the yellow and black. So people are spending the money the white and black ones.
My mum got white and black ones when she got her car. They gave them to her as part of, yeah.
Oh, so the new dealers are now bringing free white and black ones. Ah, smart.
Okay, 13, 12, 16 though.
Does it matter? Does your number plate colour matter?
I don't think so, but we'll find out. 13, 12, 16, let us know.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With Claire and Sam.
Been asking for your calls on 13, 12, 16. All to do with number plates. Do you judge people with yellow and black number plates? Does it matter what colour you've got?
It's all because your brother's kind of offered you black and white ones for your birthday.
Yeah,
hey?
He's not a fan of the yellow and black. And he said, how about I upgrade you? And I've been divided over the last few days whether to get them or not. I'm erring on just keeping the yellow and black and spending the money on something else. Because I'm not happy with the exact letters the Place Service New South Wales have got at the moment.
Okay.
But we did ask for you to... You say it, Claire. I can't say it.
We did ask for your calls on 13, 12, 16. Sarah's given us a call this morning. Sarah, what are your thoughts?
Absolutely. The yellow ones are so ugly. I paid for personalised ones so that I wouldn't have to drive around with that. I've got a white car. They look so much better with white and black.
Oh, no.
And then they slap these yellow and black big chunky bowl things on the front of my car. And I was like, oh, now it looks like it's worth about $1,000 less.
Oh, okay, Sarah, no offense. You're a snob. You're a snob. I'm just going to put it out there.
Shots fired.
Another snob. No, ugly.
See,
well, you're not helping my situation because I was steering towards just keeping the yellow and black thinking no one's going to judge it.
Who cares? Who cares if people judge you? It's a number plate.
To be honest, I don't really care about anyone else's. I only care about mine.
All right, well, that's
good. That's fine. You're not a snob, Sarah. I apologise.
If I feel fine in my heart about my keeping mine instead of getting new ones for my birthday, then let's leave it.
I just still don't
get it. It depends on what colour your car is, too.
It's white.
It looks way better with white and black.
But at least you just said that no one else notices except yourself. So if I'm fine with it, then everyone else is.
Hard-hitting news day, guys. We're talking about Sam and whether he should keep his number plates. Sarah, thank you very much for giving us a call.
Claire, that is a hard-hitting news story. Let's be honest, when does it ever get more hard-hitting than that on our show?
Oh, yeah, that's kind of true.
But I wanted to say one more comment.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I reckon it's more important to have better letters and numbers than it is the colour of the number plate. Because I like to form words with my number plates.
So do a lot
I don't
of
want
people
to personalise one.
I was going to say they pay a lot of money for those ones.
I don't want to do that. I just love when they form something. My WA one said GMO, so I called it Geronimo, which is an explorer, and it was perfect name for it. We had a message on Facebook. Annabelle said, my dad got one given to my mum that said boobs because she gets called boo and she also is racktastic. It's genetic.
Okay.
Oh, I understand what racktastic means.
Did you not get it before?
No. That's the first time I read the message.
And I'm supposed to pre-read this stuff.
Annabelle, you could have said anything there and I would have read it.
Okay.
Boobs. Let's go.
Trending now at hits.com.au.
Claire, a very tearful Pauline Hanson says the strip club saga or scandal involving that former One Nation Senate candidate, Steve Dixon.
Former now.
Yes, has been used to attack her political party unfairly. It comes after Steve Dixon and one of the other guys, James Ashby, travelled to the US last year seeking that campaign for loosening up the gun laws in Australia with the NRA.
Yeah, obviously, it was something that was very shunned upon when people found out it happened.
Oh, mate, Al Jazeera did this big investigative piece on it. I think we had Pauline Hanson here recently, didn't we? She's
yes.
Copped it left, right and centre. She's the only one kind of standing from the whole party scandal at the moment.
Well, she's the one that started the party, isn't she?
Yeah. And she decided to open up to none other than, I don't even know her name.
Tracy Grimshaw.
Tracy Grimshaw, a
good
current affair.
Tracy Grimshaw.
Have a listen to Pauline Hanson here.
I'm so upset, Tracy. I've worked for this for 23 years, since I was first elected to Parliament in 1996. I've had my ups and downs with this. I just feel I keep getting kicked in the guts time and time again. And it all happens right before an election. Why were these tapes held for 7 months before they're released now? Why is everyone so frightened of myself? Why is everyone so frightened of One Nation?
All I'm going to say on that is, don't try blame when the tapes are being released. Blame your vetting process and blame your people that are in your party.
Yeah.
For doing this in the first place. If they didn't do this in the first place, they would have nothing to worry about. They wouldn't be so shunned and so targeted during this election piece.
As if they wouldn't expect that they'd hold on to the tapes until they needed to use them against them.
Yeah.
Like, that's what, like, it's like any kind of tape like that. Of course, people hold on to them to use against them when they want to.
Every single person or group with some sort of political angle will hold them until an election. Even Pauline Hanson would do the same thing.
Not just
if the tables were turned.
If 7 months ago they released them, no one would have cared because there was nothing to do with the election, so they wouldn't have gotten anywhere anyway.
It would have
been
forgotten about now.
Yeah.
I mean, our brains don't remember things. I mean, we do from 8 months ago, but it's a lot lesser. It's like any time something bad happens, it is shocking at that moment. Give it a couple of days and not a big deal. So that's exactly what they've done here. Unfortunately, Pauline Hanson, I guess, as I said before, the tables have turned, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You've kind of blamed other sort of minority groups for scaring Australia, the majority of Australians, the mainstream Australian society. But now it's kind of swung back around on you. So it's
backfired a bit, hasn't it?
I semi feel sorry for her, but I don't really have that empathy for her. I don't understand.
I feel like
obviously, it sucks because she has been in party, in the political landscape for 20 odd years. But
she's always been outspoken, and I feel like the male counterparts now are the ones that are outspoken, and she's not liking that.
And it's coming back to bite her. Her vetting process for her own party has been shocking. They're a bunch of losers by the sounds of things.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. For more Trending Now news, make sure you head to hit.com.au. It's going to be a very interesting lead up to the election in a few weeks.
Absolutely.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With Claire and Sam.
We're Griffith Regional Theatre. They are absolutely proud to be presenting this year the 2019 community production for Griffith.
Yes.
It is Legally Blonde, the musical.
Mm-hmm.
We're all pumped for it. And I know these two guests in the studio
they're super pumped.
We've got the director and assistant director, Andrew Bartle and Catherine Innes, respectively. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for coming in nice and early.
Now, Legally Blonde, it is kicking off Wednesday, the 5th of June at the Griffith Regional Theatre, wrapping up Saturday, the 15th of June. But guys, why Legally Blonde this year? I know every 2 years it's a bit different, but why Legally Blonde?
That's it, yeah, and it's a challenge. Obviously, 4 years ago they did Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
And 2 years ago they did Wicked. So we came and we looked for a show that had a big ensemble in it. That was really important to us, that we can involve as many people as we can in the production. We wanted a show that people knew the name of, so obviously people remember the Reese Witherspoon film from the 90s.
Who doesn't?
What a classic.
So there's something people see and they go, oh yeah, I know a little bit about that.
Yeah.
And something that's big and colourful and a lot of fun and sends everyone away really happy. So that's why we chose Legally Blonde.
And it's good you say you want to get as many people involved as possible because there are a lot of people that want to be involved around the
Riverina. Oh, this town loves all of this, hey.
Definitely. Can we go through, obviously the story is Legally Blonde, can we go through some of the names of the lead roles?
All right, so we start off with Elle Woods, who's played by our local student Bonnie Brown.
Ah, Bonnie!
Yep, so she's our Malibu sorority girl, loses her boyfriend, Warner, played by Connor Close. And then she decides that she's going to make it into Harvard Law to win him back to show that she's serious
Great.
And she knows what she's doing.
Love it.
Then we end up on a beautiful journey of finding herself and her true passion in life.
Sounds pretty exciting. Sounds fun, sounds funny, sounds like it's got it all.
Absolutely.
Awesome. And now, was it hard finding the right talent? Because I know that last time we had a production, so many people applied that they had to turn a few people down or put them in different roles. How was it this time?
Yeah, we had about 70 people audition over, was it 2 or 3 days?
Full on.
Yeah, we had a lot of people. And these shows, they're such... such a huge amount of work. So overall on the show in total, including the cast and the stage crew and the band and everyone, we've got over about 110 people working on the production at the moment. So it's a massive effort.
Yeah.
But we've been so lucky that there's been so many people in the community, both with the passion and the skill to come forward and make these things happen.
Now, you guys, you both work at schools, so you've got, you know, long hours. Obviously, we're back at school now.
Thanks for reminding us.
How's the workload for not only you guys but everyone involved, because you've still got your normal lives and then you've got to do this on top of it, and I know you've been probably doing this since February or even earlier.
Yes.
Oh. How do you manage it all? I couldn't do it. That's why I'm not doing it.
The simple answer for me is that I enjoy it.
Yeah.
That this isn't really work for me because I love doing it so much.
Yeah.
Mm. So how many hours a week are we starting to look at now, because we are getting closer, that everyone's rehearsing?
We rehearse about seven to eight hours a week.
Wow.
With a cast. And then on top of that, everyone's off, you know, whether it's sets or props or costumes or lighting, or everyone's off in their own corner. So, yeah, it's tens of thousands of man hours across the board to put these together.
Well, I can't wait to see this. It is going to be coming to the Griffith Regional Theatre Wednesday the 5th of June till Saturday the 15th of June. Tickets are on sale now as well.
Mm. And how about over the next few weeks, Claire, can we get some of the cast and crew involved?
Yeah.
Get them down here and we'll have a chat with them and see what they think of you guys, you know, steering the ship.
Oh, no. It's that kind of radio show, isn't it?
No.
Dumb tanks and
I'm sure it's all positive, but we'd love to have some cast in throughout the next few weeks leading up to Wednesday the 5th of June.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. Andrew Bartle and Catherine Innes, Director and Assistant Director. Make sure you get your tickets right now. GriffithRegionalTheatre.com.au. These always sell out fast, so make sure you get on it. Wednesday the 5th of June through till Saturday the 15th. Once again, guys, thank you for coming in.
Oh, thanks so much. Thanks.
This is The Catch-Up
with Claire and Sam.
And Sam, tomorrow is your birthday.
Woo-woo!
Now, you just said before...
Oh, I thought you had some audio to play.
No, it didn't work. I was going to, but it didn't work.
I'll do it.
But you'll do what?
Sing a song.
Okay, here you go.
No, I'm not. I'm surprised. I thought you'd say no.
Nah, if you want to make a fool of yourself and your birthday song, go for it.
Do that every other minute of every other day. Let's leave this alone.
But, Sam, it is your birthday tomorrow. You said before that you want to have 2 days of birthday, so today and tomorrow, apparently.
No. That was a joke.
Was it, though?
Because it's in the run, so I just thought we might as well do it both days.
Well...
we'll talk about it today, we'll talk about it tomorrow, and you don't have to hear it again after tomorrow.
This is something I wanted to talk about today that would work to make it... What was that?
Sorry.
Oh. That would make it...
Fog on my throat.
It would make it your birthday today as well. Is that you've received some presents here at work, because everyone knows that technically this is your address, apparently.
Yep. I'm not opening them.
And, well, you received them yesterday and I was like, you're going to open them? You're like, no, it's still April.
Yeah.
You can't open them. My birthday's not till May.
And even, it's May now, but it's still not my birthday. Were you going to ask if I could open them?
Well, no, I'm just saying that you want to make today your half birthday as well.
No, it was a joke, Claire. It's
well, you can just open them today.
I'm not opening my presents today, Claire.
So this is my biggest gripe with you, Sam, right, is that whenever you get a parcel here, whether it's birthday or not, you don't open your parcel straight away.
I'm glad I keep the address to this radio station because, yes, it annoys you.
And
because
you love
I'll leave the parcel there for days. You know what? It's my birthday tomorrow. I'm not going to open them until next week.
No, you can't do that.
I'm not opening those parcels out there till next week.
And then when your mum, because I think one's from your mum, one's from your auntie, isn't it?
They don't have to know that I did it. I can text them and go, thank you for the lovely gift. It is amazing and exactly what I needed.
And then
I don't have to describe what it was.
I'll text your mum and say he hasn't actually opened it yet.
Have you got my mum's number?
I'll find it. Or I'll send her a message on Facebook.
She doesn't have Facebook.
Yeah, she does.
How do you know?
Because I know.
You just got me then.
So, tomorrow, are you going to open them on the show?
Nope.
Why?
To annoy you.
Is that the only reason?
I'll open them on the show. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's have a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Would it pass the parcel?
When you received the parcels yesterday, you did make a comment about one of the parcels.
Yes, I did. Very nice. It came in Express Post, which says $30.
Yeah, it's not cheap for Express.
How much did she spend on the present? My auntie Liz down in Tasmania.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tasmanians and all their cousins, which happen to be their partners.
Okay, moving on.
No, my family moved there just a few years ago, so it's different. came in a wine box.
It did.
And I automatically just said, I don't want wine. Because we have so much wine in this area. Everyone knows, unless it's an extremely expensive bottle of wine, you don't want wine as a gift here, do you?
Well, no,
you've
not really.
You've always got it in your cellar, or not a cellar, but you've always got it in your fridge or whatever anyway.
You've got it in your house.
I live
around
with a winemaker.
Yeah,
okay. He's got this certain quota every few months, about $1,000 or more. So once he doesn't, you know, runs out of that month or runs out of that quarter, he'll just go shopping and get $1,000 worth of wine and put it all in his boot and then bring it home for us. We're still going through last March.
Yeah, right.
I wasn't here last March.
You still got heaps of wine though at home.
Yeah, so it better not be a bottle of wine. Otherwise, I'm going to send it back, not express, because I'm not paying $30.
You've said it on the radio now. Will you actually send it back?
No, I lie all the time. This job's a joke.
But I really want to see you send it back. Anyway.
I'm not sending it back. I don't think it'll be a bottle of wine. She knows me. My auntie Liz knows me too well.
Okay.
That she knows I'm not a massive wine drinker until now. Shoot.
Okay, but Sam.
Could be a bottle of wine.
On air tomorrow, we're going to open your presents, yeah?
Yes, let's do it. I've only got two. So if you'd like to send any more, 52 John Darien Avenue, Griffith. I'm turning 26. I'm keen for a good pair of in-ear earphones. Sennheiser is probably my favourite, and my mic's off. Oh, no, my mic's on. You turned yours off.
Well, I mean, you're just going to keep talking, so I thought I'd just sit here.
Well, I may as well get my wish list out.
Okay. Speaking of presents, I've got to tell you something in just a minute.
Water bottle.
You want a water bottle?
Yeah, like a cool one.
That's so weird.
One with a straw that goes around in circles.
This is The Catch-Up with Claire and Sam.
From Veronica's Think of Me on Hit 99.7. And Sam, we're sticking with your birthday just really quickly.
You're currently thinking of me, aren't you?
Well, I started to a few weeks ago when it came to what to get you for your birthday, because I'm a present giver.
A few weeks ago, did you say?
Yeah, a few weeks ago.
You've started planning this.
Well, yeah, I'm a present giver. I love giving presents. I hate not doing it because I feel stingy.
Oh my God, it's going to be big. What is it?
Well, the problem is that
it's huge, isn't it? It's too big for this room.
Well, no, too many things kind of happened in between. I ran out of time and I haven't got you anything.
Oh my gosh, Claire. Life happens when you're making plans.
That's it. Mm. That's it.
Oh, hang on.
I still made plans. I just didn't actually order them. I was planning on getting you something with your face or with my face on it so that when I left on maternity leave, you'd have something to remember me by.
You know what you should do?
What?
Not too late. Get sunglasses for me that have got your face on the inside so literally all I see is you.
Where do I find those?
You got to make them. You're a crafty lady and it would just say inside, what would Claire do?
But then you wouldn't be able to see through them.
That's right. I'd have you doing the actions for me. It's okay. Like when Arya Stark in Game of Thrones goes blind, spoiler alert for last season, she still managed to fight the lady off.
Okay.
Do you remember that episode?
I can glue a picture of myself on the inside of some glasses, but I'm not magic. I can't make you magically see things or move you in certain directions. You'll run into walls.
Don't do that anyway.
That's actually a really good point.
So wait, have you got me nothing?
No, I got nothing. I got nothing.
You know what? I can live with that. You can't live with
no,
it.
No, I can't. So I've got to think of something today. I've got no cash either.
Don't rush it. Gee whiz.
Maybe I'll give it to you late. I don't know.
I can wait. My housemate, Lindsay, she's getting me a birthday present and she said it might not arrive for another 5 weeks. And I'm like, that's cool. I'll get it then.
5 weeks?
Yeah, it kind of started with last week and now it's been, you know, extended to 5 weeks.
That's also partially my fault. Anyway.
Are you involved in that?
Moving on.
Whoa, are you
Hit
involved
news
in my housemate's
is on the
present?
Way.
This is The Catch-Up with Claire and Sam.
Hey, Sam.
Yes.
I told you on Monday, I think it was now, that I'd been wanting to try this new float pod stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, Made to Thrive have it right here in Griffith. Beautiful. And we got Jenny in. I didn't take much to convince her to let me try one.
No.
And I did. I tried it.
You already sound more relaxed over the last couple of days.
It was honestly amazing. Like, good. So super amazing. So you get into these, like, these float pods or these float tanks and you really just kind of settle in and you're so relaxed once you get in there. So they've got, like, a lid on them. You don't have to shut the whole thing.
Size of a small car.
Yeah, these things are huge. You don't have to shut the whole thing. You can leave it open if you want. There's a light in there that you can turn on and off and it changes colour.
Oh,
there's a bit of
out.
Music that kind of settles you in and takes you back out. And
nice.
So the whole thing with these float tanks is that the Epsom salt in them.
Yeah.
I'll get more details from Jenny in a sec about how much there is, but this Epsom salt makes you float.
Mm-hmm.
It's also silky soft. I know that sounds really weird because you don't
silky
think of
soft.
Salt and soft.
No.
But it's so super soft on your skin and it honestly feels like you've got like a silk sheet that you can like run across your body with the water.
What?
It's so good.
That now, is ludicrous.
I will admit, I was a little anxious getting into the pod. Yeah. Like before I, especially before I went there, because you don't know what size these things are, all the rest of it, and like claustrophobia type stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm not normally claustrophobic though, but they're really, really spacious. Like I could literally spread my arms out, no issue.
Thanks for the invite, mate. Jeez.
Yeah, no worries.
You're having a great time. I'm just dealing with all this chaos life that I deal with.
Mate, you're not pregnant, okay? You can't... Don't even start with
hey,
me.
Hey, I have to deal with...
Oh, yeah. Okay. That. But it was amazing. Mm. And I found out while I was there as well that Major Thrive are actually having an open day coming up this weekend. So we've got Jenny in because I want other people to experience this because it's amazing. It honestly is.
And so, quickly though, if you want to see more too, we put up a video of you doing it yesterday on our Facebook page, Hit Riverina MIA. Jenny featured in that. Jenny features now.
Hey, so Jenny, this Saturday's your big open day, is that right?
Yeah.
And what exactly can we find at Made to Thrive's open day?
Well, obviously there's our two pods.
Yeah. So, there's two of them, isn't there?
Yeah. So we're going to have somebody floating in them people can actually see it in action.
How it all works. Very slow action, of course. Relax action.
It kind of is a sensory deprivation in a good way. Mm. It gave me a chance to listen to my breath and to really relax into it. And that sounds really silly, but it sounded like waves. It sounded like I was sitting at the beach and I could just really relax. It was crazy.
Yeah, a few people have actually said that, but it feels like they're at the ocean.
Yeah. So, Jenny, what else can we find, though, on the day down at Mage Thrive?
Right. So we want to open the whole place because it's been a chiropractic clinic for 40-odd years as well.
Oh, wow.
But we also have massage therapist there, Rachel's really, who does cupping and Bowen therapy as well.
Oh, cool.
And hot stones. Mm. And so people don't really know about things like Bowen therapy and what that is. Mm-hmm. We also have Larissa Fitzner from the Focus Tap who does EFT, which is called Emotional Freedom Technique. And
I've having heard
some
of that. That's pretty
amazing
cool.
Amazing results with that. I myself do wellness coaching. Mm-hmm. So we'll be talking about what that is and the sort of programs that we run. So we want to open up the whole place so that people can see exactly what we do there and what they might be able to get involved with for their health and wellness.
Exactly.
I feel bad for Sam because he did miss out and I have been going on about this.
Claire, you ask for me?
Can he please have a float therapy session himself?
Oh, I think we could fit him in.
We'll just put him on show on Saturday.
I'm going in. No, I'll come in maybe the day before.
As long as you don't wear Speedos.
All right, deal.
Jenny, thank you so much again, though, letting me float and for you now getting to try yours.
Yes. We'll also put a video up of me, maybe, too.
Oh, this
maybe
could be interesting.
Look forward to it.
Very
thanks,
interesting.
Jenny.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Want more Claire and Sam? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.